This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, this week we begin a new series from a short book of the Bible, from the Epistle or Letter of 1 John, near the back of the New Testament. We talk about today, specifically verse 9 of chapter 1, that says, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I'm going to give you some powerful illustrations that will speak to your heart about this very issue in your life and in mine. I heard a man say that when he lost a child, there were verses in the Bible, one verse in particular, that kept him from losing his mind in grief. I still remember when I heard him say it. I can hear his voice say, "This was a verse from the book of Isaiah that helped me to keep from losing my mind in grief." The verse I just read for you, 1 John 1:9, in my opinion, is a verse that can keep somebody from losing their mind in guilt. I really believe that it can keep you from losing your mind in guilt. And the temptation is with guilt is to look at what we've done and say, "What's the use? I'm no use to the Lord." And I want you to go home today with this, that the Lord can use your history and the Lord can use your past and my history to bless other people. Let me give you a dramatic example of it. Brennan Manning was a former Catholic priest. Now, interesting life. He was in the Marines, feels the call on his life to go in to be a priest, goes to the Catholic seminary. Max Lucado, who was just on the screen a few minutes ago, said every time he reads Brennan Manning's books, he said, "I sense I'm reading a man who's hungry for God." I love that. "I sense I'm reading a man's writing who's hungry for God." Listen to what Brennan Manning tells about his past and coming to terms with it. "Shortly after I entered seminary, I went to a priest and told him about my continuous bouts of heavy drinking during my 3 years in the Marine Corps and how I grieve all over and over the time squandered in self-indulgence." Brennan Manning says, "To my surprise, the priest smiled and said, 'Rejoice and be glad.' I can honestly tell you, I've never had anyone sitting in my office who's told me something they've done that's bad and say, 'Rejoice and be glad.' But that's what the priest told him. And here's what he said: 'Rejoice and be glad. You will now have a heart of compassion for those who walk that lonely road. God will use your brokenness to bless many people.'" Somebody came to church today just to hear that last sentence. "God will use your brokenness to bless many people." Is it possible the Lord could use your past brokenness to bless somebody? Yes. Is it possible God could use your history, your story, to bless the lives of other people? Yes, and you know in your spirit that it's true, because God, if we confess our sins, God says he's faithful and just, which means what? He's true to his word. He will forgive us our sins, but he doesn't stop there. That verse says he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's a word for somebody today. You need to know that not only your sins can be forgiven, you're cleansed of all unrighteousness. Let's bring up verse 1 of chapter 2 if we could. "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin," which means everybody, by the way, we all sin, "we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one." Verse 2. "He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world."
Well, if there's ever a part of a message you hear on Cross Hope, you do know you can go to our website, crosshope.org, to listen to any part of this message you've missed, and also to find out how you can become a part of a ministry that we call Cross Hope Radio Ministry. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at the same time, same place, on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.